Now we're talking to Keith Alberti, the girls basketball coach at Lafayette County Higginsville, and we'll start your first player on the Dream Team this year, Sadie Cum, a senior. Talk about the game she played and the season she had this year.
Sadie's been really important to us the last few years here. She's been a starter for 2 years and a big-time leader for us on the season. Sadie, she really served as kind of a, kind of a big force for us in the middle. She's a big post and does a lot of good things for us, even going as far as stepping out and being able to shoot some threes every once in a while because she's got a pretty good shot. And she really kind of dominates the lane when other people try to get in there, and so she's really affected the way other people play. So she's done a lot of really good things for us on the team.
Talk about the student she is away from the basketball court and in school and in public.
Sadie's a fantastic person in general. You know, she works extremely hard in class to keep her grades as high as she has done with that. And, outside of school, she's done a lot of great things in the community. She works really hard with our student council here at the school and with a bunch of other organizations, including our SCA, and really reaches out to a lot of people and trying to, you know, bring everybody together and work everybody into one big happy family around here.
Your second athlete on the Dream Team this year is Emily Dickmeyer, another senior. Talk about her.
Similar to Sadie, Emily has been a great leader for us. You know, she's the one who you could always kind of count on to work to try to bring everybody together if things were going a little bit tough. She's really done a lot of good things for us on the floor as well, you know, working hard and pushing herself to get her to a lot of the successes that she's had as a senior. You know, she's played sparingly as a sophomore and a little more as a junior, and this year she was real vital to us being on the floor and playing good defense and doing all the important things that we needed from her all the time.
Talk about the kind of person she is.
Similar again to Sadie, Emily is she's out in the community doing a lot of things. You know, Emily's kind of a rare breed for us around here. You know, she's played softball, she plays basketball, she does track, which Sadie does all three of those as well. But Emily's also on the bowling team, so she's out bowling with her group on weekends and is pretty successful with that. But then she's also working hard with us to make things happen. And then, you know, she's out in the community doing all kinds of different things, working with, again, our student council groups, and she's in the choir. And so she's just out really making things happen for us as a school in the community and, you know, bringing all that back into one big group.
With both of these ladies being seniors, they're going to leave pretty tough shoes to fill next year, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, these two are two of our better leaders, you know, two of our captains, and those two along with our seniors, we were really going to, you know, they leave big holes for us to fill, and those are things that we've got to, their work ethic and things we've got to instill in the younger girls and push them forward to keep improving as their years go on.